You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. We're opening our service with the song, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the promises of God, for we know that every one of them is true. Now we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today, and may realize that we need your help if the service is to be a blessing to them. So may the precious Holy Spirit take us, take our broadcast, and use it for the good of souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Continuing with the selection, I've Found a Refuge.
I found a refuge now from every sorrow. Joy everlasting is free. I see this world with all its sinful follies, comfort at my feet. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' brother's breast. And while the storm with hell is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea, then turning from them, I would gladly whisper, Christ has said,
subject for today's broadcast, God is our refuge. And our text of scripture is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be and thought the mountains carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder, and burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, the word refuge means, in part at least, a shelter or protection from danger, a place of safety. And God is our refuge in time of trouble. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and buckler. So we read in Psalm 91 and 4. So God is faithful, and God is our refuge. He is our strength in time of trouble, and surely we are living in troublesome times today, trouble on every hand, but God is a strength to the saints of God, to the children of God. He is our strength in time of trouble. It is God that girdeth me with strength and makes my way perfect. So we read in Psalm 18 and 32. God is our help in time of trouble. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we read in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. So God is our help in time of trouble, and he tells us to fear not, for I am with thee. Yes, God is with those who are with him, those who are living in obedience to his word, keeping his commandments. God is with them. And he said, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. If we are in the hand of God, no one can pluck us out. Let us be steadfast, firm, and true, and God will indeed uphold us with his right hand of righteousness. We are blessed with confidence because of God. Yes, there are many things in the world today that you cannot put confidence in, but there is one that we can put our confidence in, for God will never fail. I am God, and besides me, there is none other. I am God, and there is none like me. And God has all power. Jesus himself said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. So we can put our confidence in one who never fails. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. So we read in our text, 46, verses 2 and 3. We don't have to be afraid. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what a man can do unto me. So we read in Psalm 118 and verse 6. I heard a story one time where two young boys were walking along, and there was a larger boy there, kind of a bully type of person, and he liked to intimidate the younger and smaller children. And this one child among the two that was walking along, he talked back to this bully in a strong voice and let him know that he wasn't afraid of him. And as these two boys walked on, the one said to him, said, how dare you to talk to him like that? And he said, I've got a big brother that takes care of me. And beloved, we have a big brother in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. And we can trust in our faithful God. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So we read in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. And you notice that there is conditions connected with these promises of God. There are things that we must do. So if we're going to trust in the faithful God, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And we enjoy the presence of God. Yes, we can be in God's presence because he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. And that's talking about the church of God. The city of God is the church of God. And the Lord said he would be with us. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Again, that's part of our text today, verses 4, 5, and 7. And now his presence gives us joy. There is joy in the Lord. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there is pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 and 11. I know the people, many people in the world are looking for pleasure, but they are looking for it in the wrong place. They need to look to the true and the living God. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And that's the right kind of pleasures, not sinful, not sensual, not selfish, but pleasures in serving the true and the living God. Now, his presence gives us stability. There are a lot of things, I say, that you cannot depend upon, but you can depend upon the stability of Almighty God. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is thy treasure. So we read in Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 6. His presence gives us assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of pleasures divine. That's a part of a hymn that we have in our hymn book. There are assurances there in the Word of God as well. His presence gives us courage. Be strong and of a good courage. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua chapter 1 and 9. Moses, one of the greatest, if not the greatest leader of the children of Israel, had been taken. And Joshua, a faithful servant, along with Moses, was appointed the leader of the children of Israel. And God here was giving him assurance that he was going to be with him even as he was with Moses. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, we acknowledge the power and majesty of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So we read in Psalm 19, verses 1, 2, and 3. Did you notice what that verse, those verses of Scripture said? The stars speak. Yes, the stars speak. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The stars tell us that there is an almighty God. You can't look into the starry heavens and be honest with yourself without recognizing that there is a God who created these things that we see, not only on earth, but in the heavens as well. And these stars, they speak German, they speak Spanish, they speak English, Portuguese, or whatever kind of language we want. There is no speech nor language, no language, where their voice is not heard. Now we remember what God has done. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." When God created this earth, it was dark all the way around. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Furthermore, the earth is covered with water all the way around. But God said, "Let the waters under heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. Yes, God caused portions of the earth to rise and part of it to sink. And we got our lakes, we've got our rivers, we've got our oceans, because God said, "Let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth." And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And we read those verses and thoughts in Genesis chapter 1. And we remember the power of God. "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted." So Job said in 42:2, no one can interfere with God. When God determines to do something, no one can stop him. No one can stay his hand, for he is the Almighty God. Satan has power, but he has no power over God. God has all power over him. And not only that, God said he'd give us power over that wicked one. So we have confidence in God, and we remember that God is a powerful God, an eternal God, an everlasting God. Jesus also said, "All power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth," Matthew 28:18. And we can rest in God. "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Exodus chapter 14 and verse 21. We read in the Scriptures where God came to Israel's rescue many times and fought battles for them. He defeated the enemies that tried to destroy his people as long as his people did what was right. God allowed other nations to conquer them whenever they did what was wrong. But as long as they did what was right and stood for the truth, God fought their battles for them and he protected them. "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," provided we do not forsake him. Now we trust in the only true God. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. So we read in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 31, 32, and 33. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. So we read in Isaiah 45 and 22. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 46 and 9. I say this, beloved, the greatest thing that God did is recorded in John 3, 16 and 17. The greatest thing, I say, that God did, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Beloved, that is a gift from Almighty God to humanity. It is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And we believe in the ultimate triumph of God. The first and last verses of our text today says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. As long as we remain with Christ, he will remain with us, and he will give us power over all the powers of the enemy. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, and it would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us hear from you. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.